And finally today, Ziwei Fumado, henceforth she prefers just Ziwei, is a writer and performer with a talent for putting people on the spot. Her YouTube series, Baited with Ziwei, as well as her Instagram live posts, feature pointed, funny, and frequently awkward interviews where she asks her guests, who are mostly white, very direct questions about race and racism. Now she is bringing those comedic chops to late-night television. The show is called Ziwei, and when we visited with her recently, she told us that she got her start in comedy through, wait for it, poetry.
You know, I came to New York and I'd been working as a writer and I, you know, someone asked me like, hey, do you perform? And I lie. I said, yes, I perform all the time. And then I got in my first show and the rest was kind of history. But I was initially really timid, but poetry and comedy, just the connection there is my love of like word economy and it's about timing and rhythm and selection. So I see those as really similar, actually.
That's wild. Thank you. I'd never heard that connection before. So thank you for that. Gave me something to chew on. Poetry has spawned a lot of great art. Like, you know, Jill Scott started as a poet. And so,
yeah.
But you're the first comedy writer that I personally know, comedy performer that I know who started as a poet. So that's wild. You've given me something to think about here. But talk about your interview style. As I said, like your first show says it all, Baited with Ziwei. That is kind of part of the thing. How did that come about?
The show, I think I was just in a lot of spaces as one of the very few Black people in a space, and I would have these really awkward encounters and think, wow, I wish there was a camera here to see how uncomfortable this was. And that inspired the interview style. But all of this really stems from life experience.
So let's play a clip. I mean, here you are. You're speaking with the famed writer and critic, Fran Lebowitz, on an episode that you did, which focuses on a group that have become known as Karens. So here's Fran Lebowitz.
What percentage of white women do you hate? And there is a right answer.
There's no right answer. I actually never thought about this. I would say that I am less concerned with race than you are.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's your life.
I could tell you this, that I do not hate anyone because of their race.
No, this tracks. You don't hate Black people. You hate idiots. And that, any color, any creed, yeah. It's what Martin Luther King preached about, actually.
A lot of people noticed how much we have in common.
I would argue that you are the Martin Luther King of, you know, women writers who are satirical.
No argument.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me about this. First of all, why did you want Fran Lebowitz? And tell me a little bit about that encounter. Like, what was that? It was very interesting.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, Fran Lebowitz is such an icon, specifically in New York. I mean, this is a woman that's been in this public sphere for the last 30 years. And so I was really intrigued about interviewing someone who's so public and asking her questions that she's literally never been asked before in her life. And that was really exciting, an exciting challenge to me. So yeah, I was really eager to interview her.
I've heard you say in interviews that Frank talk about race is healing, but I did want to ask you about that because the title of your YouTube show was Baited, and you do bait people. Is that healing?
What do you mean?
Baiting people, is that healing? I'm just interested in like, what do you feel like it does? What's it for?
Sure. I think the word baited is sort of this sly subversion of the ways in which the right, specifically conservative media, talks about any Black person that deigns to speak about race. And suddenly if you defend Obama, well, then you're race baiting. You talk about how rap music is great. Well, then you're race baiting. You wear a tan suit to the White House. Well, then somehow you are a race baiter traitor. And so I just always found that sort of hyperbolic labeling to be quite interesting in American media. And so that's where that term came from. But to answer your question, do I think my comedy is healing? I guess it depends on who is the recipient. For me, it's a healing. It allows me to have conversations about race that are uncomfortable in ways that are really, really fun and palatable, as well as just acknowledging the fact that, hey, I don't know everything. My guests don't know everything. And it's okay for us to just be wrong. Loudly.
Oh, interesting. Because I was thinking about the fact that, as you just pointed out, like there's a cohort in this country right now that's very vocal, that feels that Black people talk too much about race anyway, and have created a situation where, you know, they can't speak openly because they will be attacked. Okay. And so the argument for folks who have that point of view is that race has become such a minefield that people can't really have frank conversations because it's just too sensitive. So people either avoid them or respond in kind. And I just wonder if you think about that at all while you're constructing your show and your pieces, like the fact that there is such a polar opposite view of how race conversations are unfolding and should unfold.
I mean, totally. This is an exact subversion of that. The idea is that it's inappropriate to speak about race. That's how I was raised. And so this show in particular puts all of those conversations into the forefront, because ultimately race is it's the fabric in which our country was built. And so to just ignore it and pretend it doesn't exist has not really done us very good in the last 200 plus years. So ultimately my goal is to have these really conversations, because ultimately that's what we need to grow and unite and learn as a nation.
Before we let you go, part of what's interesting about your videos is the fashion choices. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I love fashion. I mean, I was also one of those children that I was a tomboy. I didn't like wearing dresses. I revolted against that. And so as an adult, I really came into my femininity and what these pieces could do for my personality and for my mood on any given day. And so I find that fashion is sort of a deconstruction of like the typical like masculine late night where it's just suits and guys named Jimmy or John. So that's my own form of self-expression.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You know, I can see. So who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite designer, like a favorite look?
I mean, my favorite look is like 90s Clueless. But as far as I wear a lot of Laquan Smith, I'm really loving his work right now.
I have to say the look of the set is very, it's very pink. It's very, I wouldn't have known to call it 90s Clueless, but I totally get where you're coming from. It's very pink. It is very different than a lot of the other late night sets. I'll just put it that way for folks. When they get a chance to see it, they'll see what I mean. So how will you know if you've succeeded in what you wanted to do?
If people can watch this and laugh, that's success. I'm a comedian.
That was Z-Way, host of the new show Z-Way, which is on Showtime. Z-Way, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. This was such a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.